Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There must be some kind of way.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You know, folks, I've always told you we'll get smarter when Doug Tatum joins us, and that's what's happening right now. In the previous segment, Doug gave us a fascinating tour of the three sort of categories of venture capital, of private equity firms.
Private equity, I should say.
And the three sort of layers, the three categories. And Doug, you were saying that Governor Romney was in that third tier, which is more likely to put together mid-sized companies and help them grow their business. But he actually did some, if I'm not mistaken, he did some takedowns. Didn't he consolidate some companies that the opposition will be able to use against him? In terms of saying, yeah, you put some people, some companies together, and some folks lost their jobs. Isn't that going to come up in this coverage?
There will be no doubt, and certainly Bain did. As Bain got larger and larger, they got more involved in that. They got into the leveraged buyout level, which in effect, I think you could take anybody's investment track record, and you're going to find some mistakes where companies didn't do as well as you projected. You're going to have to look at the overall kind of flavor of what they were doing and who they were helping. So, absolutely. But, you know, it's interesting, Jim. I'm chairman of a research institute with the Edward Lowe Foundation, and we're studying the impacts of middle market businesses' impact on job growth. And we're integrating, there are 50,000 portfolio companies of this middle market private equity,
wow,
as opposed
50,000?
To large leveraged buyout shops. And we're integrating that into the database. We're going to have some fascinating statistics to share with your readers when we get that published in February
50,
or March.
50,000 of that
There's
second 50, year?
50,000 portfolio companies in this middle market segment. And we're not talking about venture capital funds.
Right.
Firms. So it's an enormous part of...
How do they connect with a company? If they're not venture, my audience knows what venture capitalists do because I've talked to them about you know their requirement for exit, et cetera, et cetera. How does this middle group how do they differ from a venture capitalist in terms of their
well, they're not going to invest in a startup business. They're going to invest in a company that has existing revenues, that have profitabilities,
right,
and have great growth prospects. So, and they typically are more mature businesses. You're going to have businesses that are probably at the very smallest would be in the $40-50 million range. They're not large national companies yet. They could be regional. Some of your listeners out there that are running, and they tend not to be oriented just to high tech. You could find them in metal benders, distributors, tire distributors, retail companies.
They're not going to be publicly traded, and there's a pretty good
correct
chance that they might never be publicly traded.
Well, what happens is when these companies grow to a larger scale, they tend to end up being purchased by larger companies. I did a speech to the, and I think this might be important to your readers. I did a speech to the heads of R&D of the United States Fortune 2000, the Industrial Research Institute. Mm-hmm. And basically, large companies can't innovate as fast as they need to refresh their product line.
Right.
So what they
right
do is they look for companies that are shooting up out of the middle market in their space, and they go and buy them. And that's
when I talk to my audience or whoever will listen about the fact that well over half of the innovations in America come from small companies, these are the companies you're talking about.
Yeah, and I tell you, I don't know where you got well over half. I'm more convinced that the well more than half. I might say the vast majority of innovation, and it's not all technology. I mean, there are some of your readers, I mean, your listeners out there that just figured out a better way to service a customer. As a result of that, they're winning, and that's what the middle market private equity is interested in. It's a very important part of the capital markets for those companies that want to take advantage of it. Now, if you go
the reason why this is happening, Doug, is because the marketplace is not just changing, because it's always been changing. But the velocity of that change is happening so fast. These hidebound big companies, they can't move that fast. They've got too much baggage. They can't move that fast. And the only way that they can really stay up with the innovations is to acquire it. They just can't. The cultures, the systems, the structure just won't let these big companies flex like they need to. And the only way to be able to get that kind of power, that kind of innovative power, is to acquire it.
Well, it's interesting. They actually asked me to publish my speech, which I did in their journal, and you just did a great executive summary of it. I basically told the heads of R&D that they could not innovate fast enough, so they better get to know the mergers and acquisitions guys, because that's the only way that they were going to stay competitive, and that because they could not recreate the entrepreneurial ecosystem, which I laid out in my article.
So Governor Romney will have to – he'll have to – his part of his – His defense when they come after him will be to focus on this kind of activity as being maybe, as you would indicate earlier, the lion's share of what Bain Capital did for most of those years.
Yeah, for particularly when he was responsible for it in the early days.
Right.
And you want to give us a website
before we take the break?
I'd love for you guys to go look at the Edward Lowe Foundation. Just Google Edward Lowe and look at the
work
we're doing on that area.
Spell Lowe for them.
L-O-W-E.
L-O-W-E.
Edward Lowe. L-O-W-E.
Yeah, there you go. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.